In Mincha today, we said in our tefillah, Ki Ata Hashem Ba'esh Hitzata Uva'esh Ata Tidlota. You Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash through fire, and you're going to rebuild it through fire. So the first part I think we understand. Hashem destroyed it, there was a lot of fire, and I heard Dr. Shippen this morning, there were stones, but there was wood also, and there was a lot of burning. How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash through fire? So I saw an article by Rabbi Baruch Left. He's a Rebbe in Baltimore. He's quoting from the Siftei Chaim. Siftei Chaim is enjoying a lot of popularity in yeshivas by Rabbi Chaim Friedlander. He has a shot. He says that Eish represents the Midah Din, the aspect of justice. Fire is sometimes like a constructive force. I can cook with it. I do wonderful things with it. Or a destructive force. So he says that the Beis HaMikdash through Midas HaDin was destroyed by fire. That was the way it worked out. But ultimately, it will be rebuilt through Din. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will build it based on our zechuyot, our merits, because he doesn't want us to have Nahama Dechisufa, bread of embarrassment. If he gives you something, you don't deserve it. Like if somebody gives you tzedakah, that's not like pasnish. So it should be that way. But he has a different shot, and second shot is one of the bases on something that Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg says, who's related to Rav Lerner. He says that fire represents enthusiasm, meaning that the Beis HaMikdash will be built when we bring enthusiasm, life to our mitzvot. You can't be like a zombie doing mitzvot. You know, too many of us are zombies. You know, you press the button, time to put on tefillin. Press the button, Daven Shmona Esrei. Press the button. We need to bring a fervor to things. The Gemara says that there were two main doorways to the Beis HaMikdash. Sha'arei Nikanor. The main entrance to the Beis HaMikdash were the gates of Nikanor. You go up the 15 steps. 15 steps correspond to the 15 prakim Shira Malot that we have in Tehillim. And you get up and you have Sha'arei Nikanor. And that's where the Metzorah would stick his finger in when he goes through the Torah process. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma says, Nikanor nasu nisin ledaldotav. Nikanor miracles occurred with his doors. How so? The Gemara says that when Nikanor, he traveled to Alexandria to get the doors. On his way back by boat, a big storm arose. So it was like in Yonah that we read on Yom Kippur, which is coming up not too long in the future. So the big storm, they said, we got to throw something over. And we took one door, threw it over. Nikanor was upset. The storm didn't stop. They said, we're taking the second door. And Nikanor says, I'm going with it. I'm holding on to this door. You want that door off the boat? Throw me in with it. They didn't throw him in with it. And then the storm stopped. But he was upset that he hadn't shown that Mesiris Nefesh for the first door. When the boat gets to Akko, it arrives in the port of Akko. Miraculously, according to one opinion of the Gemara, the other door was floating. And the Gemara says that all the doors in the Beis HaMikdash were later upgraded to gold, but Nikanor, who had copper doors, they stayed the way they were because of the miracle that occurred with Nikanor. So Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, who I mentioned a couple of weeks ago in my drasha, he was the first chief rabbi. He was the Magid in Vilna, and then he became the first and last chief rabbi of New York. He says that today we also have two sha'arim, or we had two sha'arim, two doors, two gates. We had Shar HaTorah, the way we relate to Hashem. We had the Shar HaTorah, the gate of Torah, Torah learning, Torah mitzvot, and we had Avoda. We had the Avoda, the service in the Beis HaMikdash. We've lost one of those doors. It's gone, unfortunately, overboard. That's the Avoda. But we have the Shar HaTorah. So the key is, if we bring the enthusiasm to the Shar HaTorah, then we can really rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. How do we do this? So one way, I'll just give you some samples. Like we can make our Shabbos more meaningful. We could do Shabbos, dress appropriately on Shabbos, to study much more Torah. If anybody wants to come to Daf Yomi, we have open enrollment. Any Daf Yomi, you could do Daf Yomi. You could do many, many things. And otherwise, you know, even just davening, you know, the daily davening, you could bring so much kavana with a davening. Avoid talking during davening. You could, you know, be mizahir more in kashrut, all of us in brachot, and that's such a fashion we can hopefully build the Beis HaMikdash again quickly. B'mehei Rabbi Yameinu. Zehu zeh.